أوكي، أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وسلام على المرسلين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. At the beginning of my talk, I request all brothers and sisters in the program to recite the special supplication narrated from Imam Ali ibn Musa Rida al-Murtada. In that supplication, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the reappearance, the global reappearance of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. So together we recite this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم أصلح عبدك وخليفتك ياك ورسولك وحفه بملائكتك وأيده بروح القدس من عند يديه ومن خلفه رصدا يحفظونه من كل سوء وأبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا يعبدك لا يشرك بك شيئا ولا تجعل لأحد من خلقك على وليك سلطانا وأذن له في جهاد عدوك وعدوه واجعلني من أنصاره إنك على كل شيء قدير. So here, inshallah, we are talking about Lady Fatima's typical values education. And in this topic, we focus on one particular case, which is the case of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba wa Imam Hussein al-Shaheed, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhim. As you may know, in today's discussion about child training, discussion is values education. All Muslims believe that the whole Sharia and the whole Islam could have three main pillars or three main parts: belief system, value system, and legal system. So the whole deen, the whole religion, in according to the recent definition of religion, could be divided into three main parts: al-aqaid, belief system; al-akhlaq, value system; and al-ahkam, legal system. These are the three main parts of deen. So when we try our best to train our children religious, dedicated to religion, we need to work in these three parts: belief system, value system, and legal system. In my session, I try to focus on the second one, value system, or moral, Islamic moral system. And in Islamic moral system, to come up with some teachings, I focus on Lady Fatima's typical value system, how Fatima al-Zahra salawatullahi wa salamu alayha tried her best to educate her children in according to the Islamic values system. Of course, Lady Fatima had five children. Muhsin got martyred, but Zainabain and Hassanain were the two girls and two boys. So to know how to teach, how to educate, how to train our children based on value system, we need to have a sample. We need to have a model. In the contemporary values education, there are at least six approaches with regard to value system. Number one is prophetic value system. Prophetic value system, to me, is the one which is reflected and revealed in the Holy Quran in the second verse of chapter Al-Jumu'ah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals, هو الذي أميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. The term يزكيهم refers to prophetic values education. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم repeatedly has said, إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. Verily, I have been sent to humanity to complete for them مكارم الأخلاق, moral values and moral characters. This has its own characteristics that inshallah in future discussion I will deal with. The second approach is character values education. In the West nowadays, educationalists sometimes talk about people who follow the model of character education. Character education believes that to educate children, we need to have a paradigm, to have a predetermined paradigm, how to and based on what criterion to educate our children. This is called character education, which is taken whether from religion and Islam or from science, I mean humanities and social sciences. The third approach is clarifying values education. Clarifying values education says that values are not stable, are not absolute. They are due to the choice and selection of each and every individual, and based on the requirements of time and place, everyone could have different value system based on their understanding, based on their perception, based on their expectation. The fourth approach in values education is liberal democratic values education. There are people who believe that in values education, like in political affairs, we need to follow a liberal democratic model. And in liberal democratic, you focus on individualism and individual freedom. And the fifth approach is postmodern and relative values education. Postmodernists like Jürgen Habermas and other people believe that values education is something totally and absolutely relative, and no one could talk about absolute value system based on times, places, nations, cultures, localities, and different items. You could have different type of value system. And the last one is Lawrence Kohlberg values education, which is based on judgment, judging about what is good and what is bad. Kohlberg believed that whenever you try to educate your children in terms of value system, you need to improve, you need to enrich their judgment about what is right and what is wrong. And this judgment could be taken from culture, from family, and from nation, and from the environment that you live in. Even the economical, political, religious, and natural environment could provide you different understanding and perception in values education. Tasting a prophetic values education. So what is prophetic values education? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in one of his sayings has said that أما ابنتي فاطمة فإنها سيدة نساء العالمين من الأولين والآخرين. With regard to my daughter, Fatima, you need to know that she is the master, the head, and the peak in terms of quality and qualification above all women of the two worlds, this world and hereafter. So this type of prophetic saying and description about Fatima provide us a paradigm. And what is that? Fatima salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi is a living model for all ages and all generation. Her character, her behavior, her actions, her sayings could be a living model for all ages and all generations. So here you may ask me, Mr. Shamily, someone who lived 14 centuries ago with that particular environment and that particular requirement, how could she be coping with new dilemmas, new challenges? And my answer is that in following a model, you could follow two sides, the frame and the structure and the core. When you talk about Fatima as a living model, you don't follow the frame and the structure because it's due to time and place. We follow Ahlul Bayt, we follow Prophet, we follow Quran based on the core teachings. For example, maybe Lady Fatima at that time was wearing a special type of fabrics that we won't find even in our daily life. The same fabric as Fatima in 14 centuries ago. We say about the value of withdrawal from this world and attachment to the willing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talk about a simple lifestyle. We type about being helpful. We talk about being moderate, humble, follower of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So living model in terms of the core, not in terms of the structure. So, for example, aspects in Fatima's life as a living model. Number one, Fatima as the best mom. There are different aspects in the personality of Lady Fatima. Number one, the best mom. Number two, the best daughter. Number three, the best companion. Number four, the best wife. So in all these aspects, we could take model. We could follow Fatima in detail in all these four aspects. But Fatima as the best mom. Why? Because as we all know, the first family in Islam as the educated people and fellows, Muslim fellows by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the family of Ali and Fatima. This family contained at the beginning two infallible members. Ali and Fatima were both infallible, sinless, errorless. Fatima was superior to the women of the two worlds, partly because of a major role on her children as a mom. The way that she educated and trained and taught her children. And their impact on the establishment and progress and development of Islam. Nowadays, followers of Ahlul Bayt, we have two types of Quran. Silent Quran, the one which is revealed on Laylatul Qadr to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and afforded to us as the main and major reference. The second one are Ahlul Bayt. And when we say Ahlul Bayt, it begins from Ashab al-Kisa, the companions of Kisa, including Prophet Muhammad, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Lady Fatima, and Hassan. And then it goes to the 14 infallibles in Islam. These are called Ahlul Bayt. And one of the reasons that Lady Fatima was very, very successful in educating and training her children system. The output were four children, two boys and two girls. And they were the Ahlul Bayt contained members from this.
Aga, your internet is
speaking Qurans. Types of lives in two types.
Aga, your internet is so slow. That's why.
Is there any problem?
We can't. There's so much disturbance. Yeah. Can you hear? Hello, Aga. Yes, Aga. Bismillah.
Could I go ahead?
Yes, yes. Now it's fine.
Okay. So, whenever we talk about Quran, indeed, we have two types of Quran. Number one, the silent Quran, the printed one, which we could find it in all houses and Muslim houses. But beside that, we have Al-Qur'an al-Natiq, Al-Qur'an al-Samit, Al-Qur'an al-Natiq, interpreters, those who interpreted and provided understanding. And Allah in the Holy Quran reveals أَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيَّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِ. O Muhammad, we have revealed to you the Holy Quran. أَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. We have descended the Holy Quran to you. لِتُبَيَّنَ. And your responsibility to explain it, to interpret it for people whatever has been revealed to them. Themselves, they are not able to understand the core, the meaning, the facts. This is the duty of Prophet and the duty of members of Ahlul Bayt to explain and interpret for people the true meaning of the Holy Quran. Because of this, we could say in Islam we have silent Quran and a speaking Quran. Speaking Quran means Prophet Muhammad and Ahlul Bayt, 14 infallibles, including Prophet Muhammad. And silent Quran means the printed one. So infallible Imams are the true role models for us, because they not only provide us understanding and interpretation, but themselves, their personality, they reveal a true role model. So Lady Fatima was able to train children with highest level of personality, particularly EQ and IQ. It is very interesting that the title of Lady Zainab is Zainabul Aqila, Zainab with wisdom. And you know that nowadays in psychology, when you talk wisdom, you may talk about at least five problem solving, critiquing, and creativity. These are all called wisdom. And when you talk about someone as Aqila, the one who is both EQ and IQ. Who were indeed the bridge line and the bridge between Nubuwa and Imam. So what are the Fatimi typical value system that
Hello. Aga, you are mute. Your video is also stopped. Hello. Aga Shamli.
Bismillah ar-Rahman. Yes. What happened?
I don't know.
You have my voice?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, we can hear you. Yes. Aga, make sure that all the devices at your home are like disconnected. They are not using internet. Your internet is so slow. Maybe, I don't know, because of VPN or.
This is the problem of internet. Sorry about.
Yeah. Can you make sure that all the devices are not using internet? All other devices at your home?
So. Just me.
Okay.
So could I continue? His family, Fatima salawatullahi wa salamu alayha, was living in a very crucial time. She was living at the age of young Islam. Still, Islam was in need of establishment and strengthening. So she was living beside Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, and she had the duty to make him ready to play his vital role for the young Islam. And so when you take into your mind this very crucial environment, you may understand that how was tough and difficult the duty and responsibility of a mom who has to be careful about being a good woman and a good mom for her children. Tina, that she lived in Medina, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi 75 campaigns, 27 Ghazwa and 48 Sariya. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, as the second personality, participated in almost all of these campaigns. Sometimes it took Ali months. Therefore, Fatima was alone. The majority of her 9 years of sharing with Imam Ali in holy campaigns beside Prophet Muhammad. So, number one, in according to the Fatimi values, typical education is the necessity of a quiet and peaceful family environment. And man or husband has some part of the responsibility, and wife and woman has the other part. If they try their best to be careful, they could create an environment which is peaceful and quiet. Now I request you to provide me a happy salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Put the second PowerPoint, or I stop for the questions.
Yeah, I think we can wait for a question if someone wants to ask. Amar bhai, can you share the screen?
Brothers and sisters. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, whoever has a question can ask by unmuting their mic. Your mic is open for everyone.
Brothers and sisters, if there is any question at your service.
Yes, mic is open. Yes, forum is open for question. I think, Aga, from my side, it was too hard to listen to your voice. I think there was so much.
Nasumin, but raise hand. Okay, so could what? Nusrat Reza.
And Masumin, yeah.
Assalamu alaikum, Maulana Sahib.
And Masumin, go ahead, please.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana Sahib, sorry, my English is not good, but I will try.
Alaykum As-salam. Go ahead, please. Alaykum As-salam.
Maulana Sahib, I love Imam Raza a lot. Sometimes I see in my dreams, some people say dreams don't come true. I don't understand, please. My English is not good. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, can you repeat, please?
I love Imam Reza a lot. Imam Reza.
Okay. Can okay.
Sometimes I see in my dream.
Okay.
Some people say dream. Don't come true.
Okay.
My heart always say, sorry, I can't explain to you, sir.
Yeah, what is your question, Nusrat Reza?
Okay.
Yeah. I speak Hindi. Hum Hindi mein baat kar sakte hain sir. Actually meri English itni achhi nahi hai.
Ji ji aap boliye.
Ji main Imam Raza se bahut mohabbat karti hu. Kabhi kabhi main sapne mein dekhti hu Imam Raza ko. Kabhi haram mein, main kabhi haram mein hoti hu. फ्रेंड से भी कहा था इमाम रजा के बारे में कुछ लोग कहते हैं कि ये सब ना झूठ है ऐसे हकीकत नहीं होता है मेरे दिल कहता है कि ये इमाम रजा ही इमाम रजा मुझे बुला रहे हैं यहाँ से कि मेरे पास आ जाओ कि ये मेरा सपना सही है
कहाँ बुला रहे हैं ये बताएंगे आप
हराम हराम बुला रहे हैं इमाम मुझे बार बार मुझे हराम दिखाई दे रहे सपने में जब भी मैं परेशान हूँ
She has seen Imam Raza in her dreams and he is calling her in Haram, Imam Raza. So she just worried about is it true or false? Like she has seen in dreams. So do you have any answer for this? Can you hear us? Hello.
Hello, Hanji.
Hello.
With regard to dreams, in Islam, not only in Quran but in Rawaid that we have. We could have two types of dreams, true dreams and false dreams. True dreams could come close to morning prayer and while you are not sick or ill. But you could come up with a false dream. When you come up with dreams which contains a part of value system or belief system or legal system, rarely it could come false. It could come false. But for example, if God forbids you come up with a type of illness, a type of fever, type of sickness that you could have, dreams during sickness and illness are not true. But dreams which provide you guidance, which provide teachings from with regard to your belief system and value system, are not false, they are true. And indeed, this is a type of hidden help that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to help some of his servants, some creatures. One way is through dreams. True dreams show you the future. Show you the secrets. In according to this type of proof for understanding the teachings of Islam, whether legally could have the chance to come up with true dreams.
Aga, there's my one question that as we are speaking about the moral point of view of Ahlul Bayt, but nowadays we are watching that it is a bit difficult for us to train our children according to their provided guidelines. As you know, nowadays a big issue is the animated cartoons, which is waste is pumping in the minds of our children, but we don't have any alternative path. So how can we overcome this issue? For example, I'm telling you that, okay, my son are, you know, usually fasting the day, but, you know, they are looking for me that I give them a mobile and they watch all the way the cartoons. So how we can handle all these issues? Please, if you give us some guidelines in this way, so we will be remain thankful to you. Thanks.
You know, nowadays, since we live in the age of cyber, this is a big challenge, big issue for all of us, unfortunately. And sometimes it cannot be under our control. You know, the cartoons, the films, the, you know, playing, all types of playing, which come mostly with Western and atheist value system. So the alternative could be two. Number one, Muslims, particularly the specialists in art, psychology, and education. They have the responsibility to sit, think, and plan and cartoons based on Islamic value system. Alhamdulillah, in the holy city of Qom, it is started to produce and to develop child cartoons. Not enough. I believe that this is the duty of all of us all over the world to participate in this very important issue, best for our children in terms of cartoons and films, by watching and, you know, putting their time to watch the cartoon. Fortunately, we are asleep, I believe, nowadays in this regard. We don't care enough to produce, and we are not able to provide partially something which is beneficial and useful and attractive. And from this mic, I'm requesting all brothers and sisters all over the world, Muslims, to think seriously about this problem. And we are in shortage of good, informing, educating Muslim cartoons and films. This is first. Second, whenever we don't have the true drug, at least we could have some release. And the release nowadays is family, enough time for art of family. If we could have family time each and every 24 hours, at least 1 hour, be with our wife, be with our children, sit, provide them stories, poems, play with them, consume time with them. This could be partially a type of alternative for them not to go and watch those destroying cartoons and films. Nowadays, we lack the quality of family time. And when I'm outing, going to parks, and even sitting inside the home for 1 hour and talk, playing, in a way that children feel that they have something as an alternative. But the best way is a parallel. Number one, producing Islamic films and cartoon, and number seven, taking serious the important issue of family time.
Okay, just Aga, I want to, in your mind, there's some, you know, animated movies or cartoons or Islamic serials, if we, in your experience, so could you share with us so we can take benefit from them or from your knowledge in this way, so we can provide to our children the alternative resources?
Of course. Yeah, this is the best way. I try my best. There are many films with regard Ashab al-Kahf, with regard Ali ibn Abi Talib, with regard Imam Rida, with regard Lady Fatima. And my two daughters are writing a book with regard the daughter of Sun. 40 stories about Lady Fatima that you can share with your children. And I try to find in Qom some good films and share with you, inshallah, in case of casual.
Thank you, Aga. Thank you. And we look forward from you that you help us in this current difficult scenario, that we can provide and equip our sons or children with good movies. Thank you.
Inshallah, I promise. Thank you.
Yeah, is there anyone who wants to ask a question?
Just if there's nobody, so I want to ask one question that from your speak, we got, you know, some knowledge. So is it possible from you that you can share one experience of a moral benefit of how Sayyida Fatima Zahra salamu alayha treated their children? And if you, from your knowledge, share at least one story like this, so it will be beneficial for us, so we can preach it to our children.
Yes, I will in future, but one good story from Lady Fatima was a time that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came to the house of Fatima, and the Hassanain were, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam, and Hassanain were playing inside the yard. When they saw Prophet Muhammad, their grandfather, they ran to Prophet and started playing and, you know, climbing and talking and smiling, laughing and things like that. And suddenly Hassan said, I'm thirsty. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to bring water. He looked forward inside the house to find water. He didn't find. Then he asked Fatima, is there any water to bring for me? I want to give it to Hassan. And Lady Fatima said, not no, unfortunately, because we have run out of water right now. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ran toward a goat inside the house of Fatima and started taking a bit milk from that goat. And he put it in a container and brought it to Hassan. When he brought a little of milk to Hassan, Hussein ran forward and said, me first. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't let him. When he didn't let Hussein to take the milk, Hussein started burst into crying. He burst into crying. And Lady Fatima came to his dad and said, Dad, do you like Hassan more than Hussein? Why you make him crying? And Prophet said, Hassan requested first. Children need to know the term, the order in their life. Although Hassan is younger, but Hussein requested water first. When I brought the water, why Hussein is asking, while he was not the first? They need to know the term. They need to know the order. So order and term is something which is taught from within the family. And Lady Fatima accepted this and thanked his dad.
Assalamu alaikum.
Aga sir, please say something about Maah Ramzan.
Ramzan is a festival of terrorists. Ramzan is a festival of terrorists.
Aga, I think there is no question, so we can conclude the session.
I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our fasting and praying in this day to arrive at the night of Qadr to receive a special gift showers to the inhabitants of this globe. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you all. Thanks a lot.